The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Just as food has an expiry date, the acts of worship also of God, many of them have dates where they expire, and then you need to wait until the next season to make the benefit of them. Praying, for example, are 5 daily prayers that are at set times. And obviously, if you miss a prayer, you have to make it up. Hajj is at a set time of the year. You can't go in any month of the year that because you feel like or because you have holidays from work. And similar is the month of Ramadan, that Ramadan is a set period, a set time, and it has to expire. Even though we may wish for it, as the hadith tell us that if a believer knew the true beauty of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, that they would have wished the entire year to be the month of Ramadan, obviously it has to come to a close. Tonight, and for the next, actually 3 sessions, so tonight and the following 2 nights, I want to bring an end to this blessed month of Ramadan by reflecting on supplication number 45 of Imam Zainul Abidin. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. The supplication found in his beautiful book of du'as, As-Sahifatul Kamilatul Sajjadiyya, also known in short as the Sahifa, in which in du'a number 45, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam shows us how to bid farewell to the month of Ramadan. Now, it's a very lengthy du'a. If you look online on www.du'as.org, the translation that they have hosted online with the English and Arabic side by side, it goes into 222 lines of the du'a. Now, they are very short lines, so you know it's not going to take you hours or days to read it. It may take maybe 10 to 15 to 20 minutes to read it at a moderate pace, and and then obviously the reflection comes after that. Now tonight, as I begin this analysis of this beautiful supplication of Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, the one thing obviously that I need to stress is the fact that without a doubt, the knowledge of Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, and all of the Imams obviously, but I'm looking more at Imam As-Sajjad tonight, his knowledge in regards to the importance of the month of Ramadan is what allowed him to compose this eulogy, this praise of God, this dua, this supplication, in which he expresses, and I'll try and share some of the portions with you tonight. Obviously, the Imam reading this to God directly and you and I reading it today may have a different impact. And so again, I want to begin tonight by reviewing, for the time that I want to speak, I want to review just the beginning portion of the dua. And then, God willing, we will continue tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. And so, when I look at the supplication and I look at the very first part of the dua, which runs maybe the first 36 lines. And again, I'm referring to the version on du'as.org. So if you want to follow along on there, you can find it, the Sahifa on there, and dua number 45. But when I look at the first part of this dua of Imam As-Sajjad, peace be upon him, the first 36 lines or so, they speak about the power, the majesty, the glory of Allah, and Allah doing so much for us. The amount that God does for us, which can never be counted, is mentioned in the beginning of this dua. And the one thing that I do want to focus on in this topic for tonight is about the aspects of tawbah and istighfar. But before I go to that, before I get a bit too far ahead of myself, let me just mention the beginning part of it, the first few lines of the dua. And I'm just going to read I'm just going to give you the English of the dua. The Arabic will be on screen. But in the beginning, the fourth Imam, Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam, as he begins to bid farewell to this month of Ramadan, he says, O Allah, O He who desires no repayment, O he who shows no remorse at bestowal, at giving to others? O he who does not reward his servants tit for tat? Your kindness is a new beginning, and your pardon is gratuitous bounty, as the Imam puts it in the translation of this dua. So there's four or five things that the Imam is talking about. Let me just kind of put them all together in one package. You know, one of the things that, you know, we realize when we sit down and reflect on all that God has given to us is that not only is that which God gives his servants to you and I more than what our actions are worth, but actually our actions are actually nothing in the face of what Allah gives us and what he continues to give us and he will give us in the future. He gave us life. Allah gave us life, gave us health, gave us prosperity, gave us everything that we need. And then with all that he gave us, he turns around and we give him worship. But whatever we give him is not from our own. Right? And this is something that we always should be reflecting upon. I spoke about maybe this topic a few months ago about shukr, about thanking God in the words of Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him, the Munajat of the Shakirin. But you know, when you actually sit down and reflect upon it, brothers and sisters, that what we get back from Allah, A, is so much more than what we've given him. You know, in Rajab, you know, if you recall 2 months ago in Rajab, we used to make that dua, Ya man yu'til kathira bil qaleel. O you who give so much back in return for the little that we give to you. We make a 2-rakat namaz, which takes us maybe with the wudu, maybe 3 minutes. And we get life from Allah. We get oxygen to breathe. We pray a 4-rakat of dhuhr, maybe 4 or 5 minutes it may take us if we're at a fast pace. And we have life, we have energy, we have the ability to do so much. All of these things that we do, brothers and sisters, Allah gives us out of his grace, out of his bounties. It's not that he's saying, okay, you did X, I'll give you Y. He's giving us more than we deserve. And as I said, it's not only that Allah is giving us in return for what we're doing, he's giving us based on the fact that whatever we do is not from ourselves. We didn't give ourselves life. We don't do anything by our own in the sense that he's taught us everything. He's given us all the tools. And then he turns around and says, use these tools and I'll give you back more. In fact, as we know that Allah gave to humanity even before we could worship him. As Allah says, you know, in Surah Al-Insan, Surah Al-Dahr, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. You know, that time when we were not even worthy of being mentioned, we were nothing, we didn't even exist. And a man and a woman, our mother and father, got together and a child was conceived. And Allah continued to give from that stage, even before that stage, and to, from the point of view of our mother's conception, Allah continued to give to us. And he continues to give to us, even though he doesn't need us. As we know, we need him. And so as Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says here, that Allah desires no repayment, first of all. And you and I could never repay him back anyway, even if he wanted us to pay him back. Allah gives and he doesn't feel grief or remorse at giving to us. You know, it's not like sometimes in the world where you might give somebody something and then you might have a second thought, well, why did I give that person this? Well, you know, do they really deserve it? No, Allah doesn't backtrack or show remorse. He doesn't give as a reciprocation. It's not like, wait, Allah, I prayed, you give me this. He continues to give even to those who don't know God, who don't know him. And as the Imam says, his kindness is like a new beginning. It's like a new life for us. Every blessing God gives us is a new blessing. It's never the same thing twice.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Oh.
Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan. دوما قريب ليتك دوما.